Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, as you all know, coming up in the end of September is our annual meeting in Corpus Christi, Texas. One of the things that's going to take place there is going to be the elections for our 2020 slate of officers. So for the next couple of weeks, we're going to take some time to get to know some of the candidates and hear a little bit about their plans for the membership of our organization. This week, we're starting off with, from the great state of Tennessee, Ms. Margo Dirksen. Margo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on and be with you today and talk a little bit about my MVP thing. So, awesome. Thank you for having me.
Right. So, as we all know, you're a candidate for the 2020 MVPs. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your history with the organization?
Well, I started off, I was kind of dragged into the organization by a really good friend of mine who had me come out and help with a project for the Tennessee JCs, which was the Camp Discovery. And once I went to that project and got involved with Camp Discovery, I was in. And I've been a JC now for going on 6 years. And I started pretty quick into the state board. I started as a central regional director. And have moved up and did just about every position on the state board. And then I was very lucky and blessed to be able to serve as president last year. So I'm really excited to move forward into the national arena, just because in this past 6 years, the JCs has really become my second family and become an organization I'm very passionate about. I feel like the work we do is very important. The JCs have seen me through some really tough times, and I want to do my part to move this organization forward to make sure it's there for generations to come.
That's great. What would you say has been your biggest accomplishment as a JC?
I think my biggest accomplishment as a JC was becoming state president. It was not anything I ever thought I would do when I started with this organization ever. And I was very blessed in Tennessee to have of age JCs as well as alumni JCs that really pushed me to go forward and saw things in me that I didn't see in myself that I could do in this organization. So, you know, kind of reaching that pinnacle for me was a really big deal, because I never thought, even probably 6 months before I announced I was going to do that I would do it, just because, you know, I just didn't think that was me. I'm kind of the behind the scenes person. I'm the planner, and you know, I'm just not the one that's usually out front. And you know, again, I had some great people behind me that said, you can do this and you can do it well. And I was really blessed to be able to do that role, because it was very important, and probably one of the best years that I spent. My time as state president for Tennessee was awesome. So I have to say that's probably been my number one accomplishment.
That's one of the great things about this organization, is you can unlock potential you don't even know that you had beforehand.
Very true. Very true.
And it's great, because you can probably, telling your story can be an inspiration to others that maybe they don't think that they can move up in the organization or could never see themselves as a state president.
Yes, it's one of those things I do try to share, that I was kind of a reluctant member at first and kind of a reluctant person going into leadership positions, because, you know, I thought, oh, well, I don't have the time, I can't do this, I can't do that, or, you know, it's one of those things that, again, having such a great support system has really helped me. And then once you kind of get started, you want to do more, and it's helped me not only, of course, in my JC career, but in my personal career. With the things that I took away from JCs, I was able to kind of step out, start a new career, go into a new arena because of the skills that I was getting from JCs. So that is something that I tell a lot, especially when we have new leadership and younger members that come in, that, you know, you can do with this organization whatever you want to do, and really it's not only for your JC career, but it's for your life in general. We're teaching a lot of life skills, a lot of practical, marketable things. And I feel like that's one of the great things about JCs. It's not just JC life, it's your life in general. So I do try to share my story as often as possible, so others, you know that, you know, you don't have to come out the gate knowing that, oh, one day I want to be national president. You know, that's great if you do, but, you know, some of us kind of fall into it and just kind of fall in love with it.
Now, tell me a little bit about your campaign.
Well, my campaign is Rise Now, and it's kind of a rift off of my year as state president, because that year I did Rise, but it stands for Recruit, Inspire, Support, and Empower. And I added the now because I feel like the time for action, the time to move forward is now. I love the foundation of our organization, but in order to stay current, in order to recruit those new great members, we have to change with the times. And sometimes you might have to have those uncomfortable, you know, conversations. But when you're uncomfortable, you shift. And hopefully we shift to a brighter and better future for our organization. And I'm not afraid to have those uncomfortable conversations. And I'm here to, again, make sure that our organization flourishes and is here for years to come. And, you know, I feel like we just kind of have to take that action and take that leap and move forward. And that's kind of what my platform is about. Let's, you know, do all those things that we talk about. Let's do them and put them into action. And hopefully, if elected, you know, assisting my states and my organization of putting those plans into action. Let's move forward. Let's do those things. If something works, great. If it doesn't, that's great too. We know what doesn't work, so we can regroup and find something that does.
Great. And I love that you added the now to it, because we do have a tendency to talk a lot in this organization and not necessarily take the action.
It is something, because, you know, we talk about every voice being heard. And again, that's one of the wonderful things about this organization. But it's also about, once you've been heard and we've made those plans, let's execute those things. What are the next steps? Let's not keep continuing to talk about the problems. Let's talk about the solutions and then implement those solutions. And that's kind of what I want to push to do. Let's start implementing and moving forward.
Now, how do you think, if you're elected, you'll be able to help with the membership of the organization?
I think I bring a unique perspective. I think also I'll be able to help, maybe drawing some more of our, we're really working on our diversity as an organization. And I think I have pretty good insight into that. I think I can really help maybe some that are kind of scared to step outside the box, to step outside of that box and get some of those members that you didn't think about before, or go some of those places you didn't think about before, to recruit those diverse members that will bring so many gifts to your chapters and to our organization. I really think that I could help, you know, give insight on some of that. And then also just thinking of new ways to do things. I think, you know, we can shake some of these projects up, shake some of the membership nights up, just looking at new ways to do some of the things that we've always done. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but, you know, maybe slap some paint on it and do some things some different ways. And I'm always up for that. I'm always up for innovation and doing, you know, trying something new. And I know when I started in the organization, it was about, this is a place where it's okay to fail. So if we try something that doesn't work, okay, let's regroup, get back out there and try it again. And I'm here to encourage, to help and support any way I can. So that's going to be my big thing. What do you need to move forward? Well, how can I help you move forward? And that's going to be my big thing. How can we get you where you need to be? And, you know, like I said, attract those new members, those diverse members, those members that will bring new life into our organization.
Now, with going to the areas of opportunity for the MVPs, have you thought about that and what area you would like, if elected, to serve under?
I haven't thought about it a lot. There's interest in pretty much everything. I feel like that's a conversation to have once we have elections and we talk, you know, amongst ourselves as newly elected MVPs, is what people's strengths are. You know, I think I could do just about everything. In my personal job and with the JCs, we learned to wear a lot of hats. So we have experience in just about everything. I mean, I love working with our members. So, you know, membership services and things like that are all, you know, always going to be top of my list, because I love our members. I love working with them. I've said it a million times, but the JCs is literally my second family. So working with them is always great. I love the partnerships that we have. I feel like that program could actually grow and we could maybe get more partners. But I'm very open to whatever, you know, is afforded to me and offered to me. I'm very flexible on that. And maybe even pushing myself to something I don't have a whole lot of experience in to actually grow myself as well during this time.
Now, if you had to have just one goal that you could accomplish if you're elected as MVP, what would it be?
One goal, that's a hard one. Let's see. I think it would be to have the presidents that are assigned under me at the end of their year feel like that I help them through their year, that they have grown as people, and hopefully their states have grown. Because I know when I was MVP, I had a great, I mean, when I was a state president, I had a great MVP. Won't name any names of who that is. But I really felt like my MVP enhanced my experience as a state president and really helped me through and gave me that extra shoulder when I didn't want to burden my exec team or burden people in my state. They gave me that outlook and gave me that kind of second eyes on things, that non-objective outlook, which really helped me through my year, which made my year for me more successful because I'm able to look at things in a different light sometimes and get new perspective. So just helping them be as successful as possible and them feeling like they made their goals and they were successful is really what I feel like an MVP is there for, is to really support and get your, you know, your organization and your state presidents to where they want to be and to make sure they're successful. So I think for me, my number one goal is just to make sure the presidents assigned to me feel like they were a success their year.
And this year, we do have a contested election for MVP.
Yes.
So why should our state presidents or states vote for you over the other candidates?
Well, we have a slate of awesome MVPs. I feel like we can't go wrong with any of the MVP selections that are up. But I will say I am very dedicated to our organization, very passionate, which I'm sure all of us can say. Again, I feel like I bring a unique perspective. Just with my background and different things that are unique to me, which I'm sure, again, everybody can say. But I think I do bring that unique perspective and can give some insight on how we can bring in, you know, just more diversity, more ideas. And, you know, because I feel like that's how we're going to move forward. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very passionate. I love our organization. And, you know, I want to make sure that hopefully my nieces are able to be JC someday. And I just want to make sure I do my part to make sure that happens. And, you know, I feel like that passion, that drive, and the love of this organization is what really takes me over the top.
And if someone wants to get more information about your campaign or about your history with the JCs, how can they reach you?
Oh, they can always, of course, reach out through Facebook, through my personal page or my MVP page. They can reach me via email at mdirk88@gmail.com, or they can reach out via phone. Text is usually better just because I do have a regular job. I do have to do that sometimes, but that's 615-480-2609. So anyway, however is best for anybody, please shoot me an email, text. I'm here to answer any questions, anything anyone has. So, really excited.
Great. And then I only have one last question. And because we end all the podcasts this way, I need to hear your best Wolfpack howl.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh!
That was perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Margo. Please, if you have more, want more information about our campaign, reach out to her, and we'll see everybody in Texas.
Thanks. Yep, see you there.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Howl Time. Remember, if there's a topic that you want to hear about on a future episode, let me know about it. You can email me at enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Until next week, JCI USA, I'll howl at you later.